This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participate in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is, excuse me, I just burned incense and it's smoky around me, so that makes my voice kind of funny, foggy. So where I am in this linear time flow is that middle of February, the Mercury just started to retrograde, one of these planetary movement that I pay attention, except the moon cycle is this. Just to reminding for the next 3 weeks, everything to do with redone, review, reconnect. These are all nice to go with this universal flow. So let us be wise to being part of that, some type of flow that larger than our individual self, to enjoy the wave as the way we would like to create. So the locally, what we can do is to manage in our own energy, which is our attention, to know what we would like to pull in more aligned into wholehearted experience. So that's where I am in my point of connecting with you here. And, you know, I just noted the energy has shifted for the last 20 hours, I must say. So this is the timestamp of live, and you can dig into where you are now at this linear time. But just take a look and take a moment, and then what was being noticed in your experience, you know. And something that we notice is giving us a power to change, you know. If we don't see, then we don't see. The beginning is always to notice. So just good to pay attention for this flow that I am over. I really wanted to shift the energy because I've been carrying the heavy energy. My body, physical body, was processing lots of change that I've been initiated during the holiday season. And one of these flow that comes to the physical as a symptom of a sickness or allergies, or, and even if you know about that process, but it's still challenging and fun. It's hard to find loving, enjoyable alignment fully when we have a physical challenge. So then, yeah, the last 20 hours, I really, really wanted to, and seems to be started to showing in the three-dimensional earthy reality as a visible form instead of invisible. These are the exciting moments. So when you put the seeds and under the ground and never know when it's going to come in up, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, started to come in up in here and here. So that's what I am noticing. How about you, your experience? To notice what's happening is always nice to connect in each part of us. So let us take a moment together, connecting to ourselves and in this together oneness that we can co-create. I truly appreciate. And use a breath as usual to weekly check in, knowing where you are, where I am, where we are at this present moment, and choose where we would like to align with, you would like to align. And it's good to use that feeling, the feeling exciting, feeling inspired, feeling energizing, feeling open, feeling kind, feeling hopeful, feeling sexy, whatever the feeling you would like to align. And if you went through that grief taking over all over the space, and then it could be hard to choose exciting energy, you know. So knowing where you are at this, and then what's the gear shifting next? So from the low to the top, it's such a massive change. But it just choosing as possibility. And I encourage you to go with a little stretching, because oneness energy, we can together we support one another, beingness and intention. That's the value and beauty of joining together. And more we can co-create the energy larger, and then we each one of us can get more benefit together, we can achieve more. So before going to do the breathing exercise, today's focus I would like to give is the find the best fit on each changing moment on our path. Find the best fit on each changing moment on path. After this conscious breathing exercise, then the next segment, I would like to do a blind intuitive reading to read from the request life path. So stay tuned for this, for the second segment. All right, let us use our breath and connect our energy, is attention, fully to your mind, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and then your body, just to scan and notice. And let us deeply intake in the air from the nose and into the lungs and stomach, as if we have a balloon inside of a trunk, and circulate all this energy coming into your physical body, and then let that out slowly from the mouth, with no longer serving whatever. Everything for me is the heaviness of my physical, all the cells no longer serving, with appreciation, thanking for cleansing and, digesting, for shedding all the old cells physically. And then the idea of being a self, or belief that no longer serving, event, people, way of connecting, whatever that doesn't serve your new reality chosen by you, or the feeling that you chose for this gathering for the next 5 minutes. Oh, we have only another 5 minutes. So let's do that three times, in taking all the air, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Again, counting three, one from the nose, go. Two, three. Hold it. Keep it. Circulate it. The last one with the sinus in taking all the matching energy in the air from the nose, aligning to what you would like to feel, what you chose for today, and feel all that body, entire your beingness with this new fresh energy, and then let it out slowly from the mouth. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining. Conscious breathing exercise. Being current here now. This is Juno Universe. Ooh, I feel so aligned. How about you? So today's focus I'd like to give here is find the best fit on each changing moment on our path. Let me set the timer. We have a very short amount of time, so let me channel this energy to see what we can get. So every moment can be a changing opportunity. It's totally up to you to choose to change or not to choose to change, but everything is changing in this planet, in this universe, regardless of your intention, if you like it or not. So idea is to choosing it for that more aligning to what matters to our heart, what we would like to experience, resonating, being part of. We are always being part of the universe and universe around us. Even inside of our body, when we eat, and then the food is inside of a part of our in body, so they're always connecting in the multiple way. That's something that sometimes we forget about. Even we are not paying attention, things are changing. So our idea is to finding it. And to hop on to more better fit to the good feeling simply. Sometimes when you're thinking about it and then the boat is going move and you miss the boat. So knowing where we are heading, where you are heading, what's the true north for your heart, and embodying it, knowing when it comes and hop on without thinking, because the thinking requires many moments, but the universe changing every single moment. So fully engaging, being part of that, finding the easiest way to the best fit onto your good feeling state. This is June Universe. Come join for the next segment clicking the link from description. I see you there for the 3 minutes intuitive blind energy reading. Today's pick is from Life Path. Thanks for joining. I see you there. Welcome back. So today's challenge was very short, but it's so easily forgot about. We are being part of something, part of the space, part of the town, part of family, part of a community, part of a region, part of earth, part of cosmos. And sometimes it's nice to be reminded that each atoms of a being, body, and everything in this world is connecting and being part of, and we are like the magnet, like attract alike. The magnet is pulling in. When you like to experience something different, and then it's wise to change yourself to attract a different type of magnet. So it's like a mirroring, reflecting, and what you like to know, what you are, where you are at this present moment on your life path. And look around, look your closet, look your garage, and most likely, with the detached eye, you notice what's around that is reflecting you. Maybe you may want to create the space for new to come in, or you may be starting brand new to create as a new campus, newness. Wherever you are, remember we are one and connected regardless of we like it or not. So let us enjoy as long as we are connecting, being part of the oneness. We support one another for our intentional creation using only the 5% of our consciousness to redirecting the energy to make it more the magnet that vibrating as representing your joy, happy. In order to find in that resonance, we need to know what's sad, sadness, anger, and all these emotions bringing information. So that will help us knowing which way will be the true north. So noticing that with a detached eye is such a great thing. And writing down is such an amazing tool that if you're blind and then you don't see, but sometimes it's like a blind is seeing more, like my intuitive reading, which is that blind, less knowing about what I am reading is more accurately reading the energy outside of my knowledge and perceptions and my own experience on this life path as a human being. So today's intuitive reading that I like to give pick is from Life Path. Life Path. The first symbol is tomato. Tomato. I would like to give a 3 minute reading. Tomato. Okay. I am getting the sense that this particular tomato situation seems to be a very nicely organized in a neat way that representing what you would like to be and like to be as yourself in a very raw way, RAW, raw way, and then also expressing as true sense of self to the world around you. And in the sense that it's quite easily being noticed by the world around you about what you are thinking or what you are heading. However, it's very invisible. Even if you think it's almost like see-through-ing. So it would be really nice to choose one by one and then show it with wholeheartedly, like dedicate to show as describing with your sense of humor and joy and finding any form that would make you feel exciting and enjoyable. I'm having a sense that the feminine audience or groups or community will be a true match. And then also for a younger generation, it's like up to 30 something, maybe including 40 something, younger than your current community. I'm having a sense that it's a very natural, open, in a growing abundance in a spiritual, emotional, financial realm, and in the sense of indoor outdoor nice mix, and maybe traveling together, it would be really a grounding idea. So that would be a nice idea for upcoming season to embody for your current plan. That would make you really excited. I'm getting the sense like there's a very left brain oriented business like part of you is here. So do not worry much about the combining this and this is that, and both are needed as a pillars, like a three pillars to complete. And now is your focus and committed dedication. Two other pillars are already here. Your experience and logical approach and reliable foundation. Good luck. This is the tomato category of life path. Thanks for your request. All right, the next one is the key. Oh shoot, I forgot to bring my drink here. Okay, key. I get the sense that something holy about particular this key situation and something to create with the hands and pass on to your family tradition or the family member. It has a tendency to like it to create with your hand in a three-dimensional form. I'm having a sense that this is like healing for you to do this, and then also useful for everyday, not significant, but just ordinary things, and makes that ordinary cuter or more quality, and gives us in a sense of room to expand and joy in the heart, invisible realm as an quality of life style. I'm having a sense that sometimes October, September, season harvested element is nice to combine with that to not necessarily directly linking, but conceptually bring that essence into this creation will give more aliveness to the healthy growth. I'm having a sense that this particular key situation is very square, clean, new, and fresh, and giving a sense of likingness. So I highly recommend you to keep as is and maintain well. Periodically clean up and then bring in new and clean out as in a natural process. 3 times a year would be a good amount to take care as in a maintenance focus, especially the summertime around August, the sunny, hot summer days. I'm having a sense that, baking something, cake or sweet, is ideal to go with and enjoy it and share with others. I love this taste of your creation on this key situation. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is the key from Life Path. A good energy. The next one is hibiscus. Hibiscus. The particular this topic focus is the second chakra I am getting about the money and relationship and the sense of self and to create by trusting. So I would say that now it's becoming more moving second to the third energy set, the stomach area, the sense of self-confidence, responsibility. Yes, the responsibility seems to be a changing, massive change that may be deserving a new definition into everyday life that in the natural growth. Because everything changing, your role is also your capability, and none of these role that was there for 10 years ago, 20 years ago is no longer the case. Perhaps that's some remaining and still, but it's the past as the history of the vintage. And there isn't a vintage value, but way more better, exciting one fitting to your current new you. The blossoming stronger and growing more deeper, reliable self is here. So it's a great opening for the March, April, May to strengthen that part. So then reflecting to the second chakra intimacy and the relationship be boosted from that. So give your focus from second chakra to third chakra right now, and to know that allow yourself grow and simply know that everything is changing, so as you. Thanks for your kiss. Good luck. This is hibiscus category of life path. I think that was short, but it's a natural break. Okay, so the next one is hexagon. Hexagon. Okay. I am getting the water, the pond, and there's a nice garden with a sense of life all around. And sometimes it can feel as stagnant with the aroma coming up as an stagnant odor-ish. But actually, it's naturally cleansing because of invisible helpers cleaning it. It's a part of nature and naturally maintaining, even that is under the control of a man-made type of creation. I got the sense this hexagon particular situation is a sense of guilt from the past that you didn't do and still holding because of that, and let that all go because that was that, and then now you can choose for the next as to not repeating the same feeling by deciding, dedicating here for the next. So exercising using this here now moment to the next, reflecting that past, that knowing what you like to from the past experience. So exercising using any kind of matter, even the everyday morning things, and let that go, all the idea of doesn't work, didn't work, and then don't even talk about it. Finding that what would help you, what would support you to becoming that more aligning to this hexagon situation all around you and within you. I'm having the sense that talking is really helpful, especially in front of other people, with or without online, with or without in-person situation. Good luck. This is the hexagon category of life path. Okay, so you can also request your own intuitive reading, sending me a private message by Facebook, Twitter, at June Universe, at June Universe. So before closing here, I would like all of us to connect as one with one conscious deep breath, and knowing that each part of you connecting to you as a whole person and connecting to each one of us in this moment in this oneness field energy. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, now. Thank you for co-creating. Allow me in your experience. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.